This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Welcome to the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer here at the Wynn Hotel in the hometown of Craig Goldberg. He is the founder, the technologist, a certified vibroacoustic therapy practitioner of InHarmony. And harmony is a word, Craig, I just have to tell you, that has taken on a different meaning in my life. I've tried to talk about balance, and then I evolved to kind of, well, you know, there is no balance. You got to have a weighted balance. But within the context of a weighted balance is living in harmony by aligning your mindset with your heart set and your handset. And the only thread, the common denominator between the mindset, heart set, and handset is they all vibrate. And it's a frequency. And, you know, I'm addicted to your company. I'm addicted to Craig Goldberg, and I'm most addicted to the Sound Lounge.
I love it.
Which puts my mindset, heart set, and handset in alignment with the vibroacoustic, which is sound and vibration together for specific purpose at a specific frequency, intonation, connotation, all that allows me to raise my awareness to what I want to do. And so I want to thank you at first, but I'm going to move somewhere weird because this is real woo-woo shit, right? And when I first landed, I was very resistant to understanding vibration and awareness, but I was suckered into this world. You may or may not know this, but I was suckered in by a doctor who was a quantum healer as well. And she dealt with theta meditation, which is a vibration.
Absolutely.
And she gave me her whole rigmarole, which I agreed with, and it made the hairs on my arm stand up. But she asked me, do you want to learn this stuff? And I said, no, because I have everything I want. Why waste my time? And then she said, but David, if I teach you to elevate your awareness through vibration and acoustic vibration frequency, I can create an awareness of when to buy or sell. And I was like, well, hold on a second. Now you're talking Dave Meltzer language. You're at my frequency.
Relative.
So there's a lot of people in the woo-woo world that have businesses in the woo-woo world that have a greater purpose than the pain and just really want to change the world. But they forget one thing, that in order to do so, you got to sell. And you somehow have harmonized the passion and purpose with profitability. What is your perspective of plain old sales, profitability, with the passion and the purpose of changing the world through vibroacoustic technology?
So I've been in sales for a long time. I'm 44 years old. I started selling. I'm a baby, sure. But I've been doing this for a long time. I started working full-time when I was 14, selling skis, and doing rentals at a local ski shop on Long Island. And since then, I actually went to college, university, and I studied sales. And that's not a course that you can study. I did communications, marketing, entrepreneurial management, psychology, philosophy. 6.5 years I was at university trying to understand how I can connect and build relationships, because I think that's at the core and the foundation of sales in general. And then you have to have a solution and understand what the problem is. And then you need to fit those pieces together and be likable and mirror the people that you're talking to so that you can relate and they can relate to you, that relationship and that connection. And then, of course, you have to have an incredible product that fulfills on what you say it's going to fulfill. You can't, the old sell me the pen vernacular and the quick rebuttal, which is phenomenal, which I love, which is like, quick, do me a favor, write down my name. All of a sudden you have a problem and now I have a solution and it's this pen, right? Regardless of, and there's many different ways you can answer that question. Sales for me is about explaining and identifying exactly what somebody's problem and what somebody's issue is, and then having a solution that can fulfill it. The really challenging part about what I do, and I'm very familiar with the woo and the woo-woo, so, and it goes far beyond vibroacoustic therapy, which is a mouthful, and nobody knows what that is. I was just talking to Bo outside, trying to explain to her what we do, and she's like, break it down like I'm 6 years old. What exactly is it? Tell me about it physically. And one of the challenges that I struggle with, even at InHarmony, is explaining to somebody the power of sound and vibration, and furthermore, its impact on your physiology, and furthermore, why it will quite literally change your life. Because you can't just come out and say, everybody says, what I do is going to change your life, and what I do with you is going to, it's a really broad statement, it's a blanket statement. But the reality is, when you're in harmony with the world around you unfolds. exactly the way that it was so beautifully designed to unfold.
And the number one problem with sales is everybody that works within the context of woo-woo, non-woo-woo, pharmacy, technology, whatever it is, the number one problem with selling is that I believe people don't practice the most important thing. Mm. They all want to change the world. You're in my neighborhood. Almost everyone, no matter what business they are, whether it's Clinton Sparks and his business or Austin Eckler and his business or Forrest Griffin and his or Dane Cook and his or the people that maybe our audience doesn't know and theirs, I don't think people are paying attention to the most important part of living what they're doing, which is if you want to sell, you need to be able to articulate the quantitative, not qualitative, the objective value that you're going to provide to exceed what you're asking for. And it takes practice because we sit into an invisible assumption that everybody knows what the F vibroacoustic solutions
are. Nobody
does. And I don't care what you are. Even if you're selling strawberry Pop-Tarts, you still need to be able to quantify the value of what you're asking for to exceed what you're asking for. Because you take your pen example, and yes, we can create a need and fulfill a need and find out, would it help you if, or do you know anyone that could help me? But if you want to sell, you need to be able to articulate that I guarantee this pen is worth $1 million. And if you give me $1 million, I will finance it at 0% interest. And if I can't make you another $1 million, I guarantee you'll make $2 million. Because I practice again and again, no matter what I'm selling, to be able to articulate the quantitative value, an actual number, and be able to support it quantitatively with time, with profit, with cost of goods, with some sort of reason, impact, and capability that the product has quantitatively to exceed what you're asking for. And if I can be like Alex Hormozi, then I'll guarantee it. Yeah. And that's what I think you do. How do you then, to put you on the spot, articulate the quantitative value of the vibroacoustic technology that you sell?
So look, it depends on who I'm talking to.
Good.
A simple conversation, if you own a wellness center, okay, here's a $5,600 investment for our InHarmony Sound Lounge 2, our biggest and most expensive product.
Which I love and I'm addicted to.
Yes, you are.
It changed my life and I know the quantity. I am, you know, 10% more productive every day because of his solution.
But how do I quantitatively tell you what that means?
Because you asked me how much you make a day. Let's say I average 20 grand a day that I make.
Sure.
So my machine is worth $2,000 a day from what you told me.
A day.
Can you see any reason you won't want to move forward?
So here's, we're already where we are, aren't we?
Right.
So look, it's designed to last you a lifetime. We build a high quality product that I stand behind. And it will last you a lifetime. You continue to use it the way that you're using it, it'll last you a lifetime. Now, if you owned a wellness center, it's even easier. A 30-minute session, which is on average 22 minutes, charge $1 a minute. That's $30 an hour. It's $60 an hour. You do that 8 hours a day. You get to your number. And ultimately on a $4,500 or $5,500 investment, you're going to clear $8,000-$9,000 a month in revenue. Month after month.
Can you see any reason you won't want to move forward? He's able to articulate the value, whether you're an individual who's addicted to the vibroacoustic technology or you're in business to serve people with the vibroacoustic technology. You've given the reasons, the impacts, and the capabilities, but you provided a business case. Yeah. You created and articulated the quantitative value to exceed what we're asking for. I got to hit point number two in the woo-woo InHarmony business.
Sure.
One of the things that excites me most about sales that I think without even practicing articulating the quantitative value to exceed what you're asking for, that is guaranteed to double, triple, quadruple the amount of sales that you could make is because of the size of the total addressable community because of technology itself. Oh. And so if you, for example, are able to reach 1,000 people now, I used to say, for example, when you started selling, you said, what were you selling early on? Skis. Sure. So in the old days, How long would it take you to talk to or reach out to 1,000 people to sell your skis?
Oh, forget about it.
A month, right?
Yeah.
Or more.
Or more.
Okay.
Or more.
That's on average. And that was probably 10 years ago true as well.
For sure.
Today, how long would it take you to get in touch with 1,000 people with the InHarmony solution?
One 3-minute video.
And it would probably be more than 1,000.
Well, more.
Depending on your ad spend, especially.
Of course. Yeah.
This is why the second and the least apparent invisible assumption that people make beyond, okay, I practiced or rehearsed articulating quantitative value to exceed what I'm asking for. You know what's more important? Just learning how to get people to call back, DM back, message back.
Engage.
Because there's so many people. So if on average, every 1,000 people that are aware of the vibroacoustic technology called the Sound Lounge 2, which I am addicted to, every single person, if right now out of 1,000 people, 2 people get back to you, but I can teach you, which I can, how to get 4 people to call you back, you will double your sales.
That's right.
And if I can teach you to get 8 people back, you're someone that has utilized in person, like here, on the phone, mm-hmm. you know how to sell on the phone, email, you have an email strategy, sure. and of course, in media, traditional yeah. and social.
Yeah.
In the context of that, what's the best piece of advice that you can give to get people to call you back about the vibroacoustic technology that you've created?
So for me, it's about creating engaging questions and actually asking people to pick up the phone and call you for one reason or another. You really want to make sure, I want to talk to everybody. You see me walking around here. Yeah, I'm talking to everybody and I like to talk to people and I like to engage with people. But when it comes to sales, I want to know who's ready right now. And that's the person that I want to be on the phone with. That's the person that I want my sales teams to be on the phone with. And that's the person that I want to be DMing with, is the person that's ready right now.
And the person that's ready right now, Craig, would you say is a person with an open mind?
I think it's a person that is absolutely, you'd have to have an open mind, who's looking for a solution, who's aware of who I am, more importantly, aware of what's happening internally with themselves and looking for that outbound solution that I can help to solve.
So, or know somebody like that.
Well, of course.
Which is even better absolutely. Because of media as well.
The connections that we make, the beautiful aspect of what we do is that once you have access to my technology, you tell everybody about it.
They sell you for you.
You, of course, you can't help.
I'm living proof of that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is, you got to get on my Sound Lounge. Just 2 minutes.
Yeah. Right?
5 minutes did it for me. 2 minutes will do it for you. Just get on this thing and check it out. It's one of the beautiful blessings about what we do. The hard part for me is getting that initial conversion, talking about it and getting somebody to, it's one of the reasons why I set up demos. It's one of the reasons why we love trade shows, conferences. We have a huge affiliate network.
Studios.
That word of mouth. Studios, of course. It's why we're here.
That's how I last through 20 different interviews in 3 hours.
36 interviews in your high day. And it starts with a Sound Lounge session in the morning and a touch up in the afternoon.
And it works. And quantitatively, we know what value it brings to me. And we have me as part of that community of people that want to help you and sell for you. If you haven't learned, I'm pretty good at sales. And the reason I'm pretty good at sales is I teach people how to articulate quantitative value to exceed what they're asking for and increase the statistical success of sales by getting more people to get back to you. Open mind, open hearts, and open hands. That's what creates that community. If you want to have an open mind, open heart, and open hands more of the time, use the vibroacoustic technology that Craig has created called the Sound Lounge 2. There's other alternatives as well, but I'm a big fan of the best. I'm a Rolls Royce kind of guy.
That's
and
right.
It's the Rolls Royce of vibroacoustic technology. Craig Goldberg, not only are you an incredible soul, an incredible friend, a member of my community, but you're a hell of a salesman. And it was great to get the lessons from sales, a real lesson in sales about quantitative value and how to get people to get back to you. Thanks for joining me. This is David Meltzer at The Win and with The Playbook. Thank you so much.